Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, going heavy with the squat snatch. Now, if you haven't, there's a video I attached to every heavy day, which says how to approach heavy days. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that kind of a good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. So go ahead and check that out. I attached the video. You can also find it as a podcast, but you only need to watch it or listen to it once, and it applies to each heavy day. So there's good information in there. You want to take it in. Today's workout for the squat snatch is the Joe Mills 20 for 20 workout. It's basically an EMOM where every minute for 20 minutes, there is a particular lift at a particular loading assigned to that minute. And your goal is to just hit that lift. And it's laid out right there for everyone to check out. The last time we did this was on April 8th, 2022. I'm going to go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you. So the Joe Mills workout as it is, you're doing the squat snatch, and it's based upon your one rep max. So on minute number one, you're just doing one rep at 70% of your one rep max. And you're doing one rep of that loading on minute two, one rep of that loading at minute three, and minute four, and minute five. When minute six occurs, you add 5 kilograms to the barbell. And then you're gonna stick with that loading and just do a single rep on minute 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. When minute 11 hits, you add another 2.5 kilograms. So again, this is all based on 70% of your one rep max. That's what you use for minutes 1 through 5. For minutes 6 through 10, it was 70% of your one rep max plus 5 kilograms. For minutes 11 through 15, it's 70% of your one rep max plus 7.5 kilograms. You stick with that for minutes 11 through 15. Then for minutes 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, you can go up in weight if you so desire. You're just trying to hit a heavy single each one of those minutes. Whatever a heavy single happens to be, heavy single on minute 16, heavy single on minute 17, 18, 19, and 20. We've got a video showing the squat snatch. For a super fitness robot, would be hitting 90% or higher of your one rep max for any one of those singles. More likely would be hitting a heavy single at 80% or higher of your one rep max. Now, the wild card option has evolved based upon, that's a great, fantastic, tried and true lifting scheme that's been around forever. The wild card option came about based upon some feedback from what we got from the community based upon the Joe Mills original workout, which those jumps were a little bit too big for some people. The jump of 5 kilograms on minute 6 through 10 and the 7.5 kilograms on minutes 11 through 15. So if you look at the wild card option, minute 1 through 5 is still 70% of your one rep max, but then minutes 6 through 10, the jump is only 2.5 kilograms. I saw a typo right there. And then minutes 11 through 15, it's a 5 kilogram jump. And then minutes 16 through 20, it's still a heavy single. So that wild card option, I think, will be a really nice option for a lot of people. Still the same scheme, but the jumps are a little less aggressive, and that could be great. The scaled option, still 20 minutes based upon the Joe Mills deal, but it is for the power snatch instead of the squat snatch, and it uses the jumps associated with the wild card option. Of course, we've got a video there. The limited equipment option, 5 rounds each for time, 15 dumbbell power snatches with the left arm, 15 with the right arm, and then, that's obviously done with just a single dumbbell, and then 10 dumbbell squats. That's done with a pair of dumbbells. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women, and you rest 2 minutes between each round. We've got videos showing those movements. Super fitness robot time, 2 minutes or less per round, more likely time in the neighborhood of 4 minutes or less per round. No equipment workout, not for time, 100 meters of broad jumps, and then 100 glute bridges. For the glute bridges, it's a 1 second pause at the top. And the accessory work, optional as always, the devil press, pair of 35 pounders for men, pair of 25s for women, four rounds of 1 minute of devil's press and then 1 minute of rest. Your score is the lowest number of reps in any minute. So you can choose the devil press if you're doing the optional accessory work, or if you don't want to do that, SOTS press. Four sets of 5 to 8 reps. Got a video showing that. Challenging even with an empty barbell, but a great movement. And the other part of the optional accessory work, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. And we've got a video showing that. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we're gonna stretch, trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, and the straddle stretch. Hope you enjoyed the Joe Mills workout. I hope one of those options, be it scaled, wildcard, or prescribed, worked really well for you. It's a rest day for most people. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.